Hello, magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Welcome po sa ating Soul Devo for today. And well, tayo po ay malapit nang matapos sa ating devotional sa Gospel of Luke. And I'm looking forward na ano na natin yan, makumpleto na natin. Today, we are going to talk about the crucifixion of Jesus. At ang title po ng ating devotions ay Responses to the Cross. So, yan po ay matatagpuan sa Luke chapter 23. Ang ano natin, devotions natin will be based on Luke 23 verses 26 to 43. Amen. So, handa na po natin sarili natin. Let's prepare our hearts. So, those of you na nasa iba't ibang lugar, okay? And if you are in the Philippines, siguro either kumakain na kayo ng breakfast o tapos na kayo mag-breakfast or magbe-breakfast pa lang kayo. Either way, just focus your heart, focus your heart and your mind unto the Lord. So samahan niyo ako, let's pray. Manalangin tayo sa Panginoon. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for this morning. Salamat po for waking us up and giving us the grace to come together, Panginoon, online to meditate on the Word of God, to open our hearts to your Word. Speak to us, Panginoon, wherever people are located, Panginoon, would you speak to them in accordance with their need? Let them hear your voice, Panginoon, in their hearts. And I pray today, itong devotions na to would encourage, would build up, would help each one, Panginoon, according to their needs, O Lord. So, gamitin mo po ako, Panginoon. Use me by your grace and mercy. And speak through me, Father. At maraming salamat po, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So, purihin ang ating Panginoon. So, ang topic natin today is responses to the cross. So, you know, we all know that Jesus died on the cross. But, iba-iba ang responses ng mga tao dun sa bagay na yun, ano? Sa katotohanan na yun. And we want to look at Luke 23 verses 26 to 43. Doon gusto natin tingnan yung how people respond to the cross. So, Luke tells us the event, no, from the perspective of the different participants, no? Perhaps ang kanyang nais is for us to see, you know, or identify, no, yung mga tao na yun as being representative of the different types of people who in the face of the, you know, the reality of the cross, how do they respond to that? Okay, so let's begin, you know, let's look at verse 26 in our passage. So finally na repair na natin. Okay, as they led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. So this is an unusual detail that Luke tells us, no, concerning this person named Simon from Cyrene. We don't know who he is, o ano na nangyari sa kanya, what happened to him after this, but all we know is that he was coming in from the country, tapos they put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. Whoever this person is, one thing is for sure, he was a reluctant participant in this whole event. Wala naman siya kamali-mali, but he was forced to carry it. And so this brings me to the first response. I think it's very common, no? In view, lalo na sa Pilipinas, where we have a very religious country, and of course people claim to be Christian, and of course people are born into families that profess to be Christian. Kaya siguro there are people who seem to feel na parang they are forced to accept it. I was just reading, just recently, yung studies, of how people are parang speaking about their doubts or yung questions nila about Christianity, and they feel like parang it's being forced upon them, no? Some people, anyway, feel that it's being forced upon them and that they have no choice. Isa nga sa mga growing na demographics, no? Not just in the US, but I think even in the Philippines, ay yung tinatawag na mga nones, N-O-N-E-S. Ito yung mga tao who do not claim to belong to any kind of, affiliation, religious man yan, no? So parang it's a new term for atheism. It's basically, atheism is no belief in God. So basically they are, they don't want to be identified. Feeling nila na parang it's too narrow or it's too parang exclusive if you say that you are a follower of Jesus. But then of course there are people na, who feel resentful kasi parang wala silang choice. So I see na itong si Simon is a representative of those who feel na parang they are forced to accept the reality of Christianity sa mundo nila. And they don't want that. Okay? Or I don't know about you, but I have met people na parang feeling nila wala ba choice? And that's a sad truth that many young people feel like that. I know young people tend to have a lot of doubts, and they feel na parang while they are in their parents' house, parang no choice sila. But as soon as they have the liberty, let's say they get a job or whatever, they let go of their faith. They stop following Jesus, and perhaps it's because they feel na parang they were just forced to accept Christianity, when they were young. But now that they are older and they have their own way of taking care of themselves, parang they would just let go of that. So maraming mga tao na they lose their faith when they enter the workforce, when they become young professionals. This is very common all over the world, The second thing that I see in the story is that some focus on Jesus' suffering, as if that is the most important thing. I see that in verses 27 to 31. So let's read that. Sabi sa verse 27, a large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. So we don't know exactly kung ito ba yung mga professional mourners or whatever, but there's nothing in the text that says that. But rather, they were really crying and mourning and grieving. And then, sabi ka nito sa verse 28, Jesus turned and said to them, daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. So, Jesus, in the midst of his suffering, says something prophetic. Sabi ka, for the time will come when you will say, blessed are the barren women, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed. No? Then they will say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if men do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry? So, what Jesus is doing here is that he is making a prophetic declaration of the judgment of God that is about to happen to Jerusalem. In a few years, around AD 70, the Roman general Titus would be attacking Jerusalem, and he would kill so many people. So it was a prophetic, statement from Jesus of that particular event that happened in history. But at any rate, I think itong mga babae na to were all just focused on the fact that they saw Jesus suffering, he's carrying the cross, he's bloodied and everything. So in the same way, I believe there are some people, kanilang response to the cross is naawa sila kay Jesus. And this is quite common among those who do not know or do not understand the gospel or the implications of what has happened. Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the world, to avert judgment, to save people from the judgment of God. And sometimes people focus more on the on the suffering or yung pinagdaanan ni Jesus as if that's the most important thing rather than what it all means. If you would read the Gospels, one of the things that might strike you as unusual is the fact that the description of the crucifixion or even leading up to that are so parang sparse, parang konti lang yung descriptions, hindi siya ganun karami. It's not even too detailed. So that we would not focus on the suffering itself, but on the significance of that suffering. The significance of that suffering is that Jesus was giving his life as a ransom for many to save us, from the coming judgment of God, which is prophesied even in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament. Kaya lang yung mga tao, today, patingin lang sila, naawa lang sila kay Jesus. And sometimes this even becomes parang the basis of a theology that says na, parang yung nagsasuffer, parang yun yung parang mas may virtue. But that's not really the point of the cross. That's not the point of the crucifixion. The meaning of the suffering of Jesus is far more important than just the details of the suffering. So there are some who actually focus more on the sufferings of Jesus. And so for them to suffer, or even misa sometimes to become poor is the highest virtue. Pero that's misunderstanding the true significance of the cross. So again, there are some who are forced to, to accept it. And then there are some who focus more on the sufferings of Jesus. And then also, there's some who flaunt their ignorance, na parang di nila kasi naiintindihan. So they mocked the whole idea of Christianity. Let's read that, starting in verse 32. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. Okay, when they came to the place called the Skull, kasi yung parang hill yun, na parang itsura niya parang skull. There they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. So this fulfills the scripture that says that the Messiah will be numbered among the transgressors. Again, in verse 34, it says, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. So very important yung statement from the lips of Jesus. They do not know what they're doing. There are many people today who are ignorant of the true meaning of the death of Christ on the cross. And so people mock it, and they use it in movies, minsan ginagamit sa mga panakot sa mga multo or vampira or whatever. And so it's a mockery, It's not really the truth about the cross. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots, And then sabi again, the people stood watching and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, he saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one. So this, yung mga tao, yung mga rulers, everyone were all mocking him. Today, people don't take seriously the claims of Christ. And what happened, 2,000 years ago? They think it's just, who cares? Parang ganun sila. They don't really care. And then sabi niya, the soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. No? And then sabi niya, there was a written notice above him which read, okay, this is the king of the Jews. So lahat yan, reading that narrative, no? Parang we are being shown, no, through the skill of Luke, no? Yung kanyang storytelling skill. He's telling us that there were those who were ignorant, and yet, they couldn't care less. They flaunt their ignorance. Today, maraming mga tao who do not understand fully. They think they understand. And they try to parang criticize or mock yung mga Christians for believing in Jesus. They think it's just one big joke, And they claim to be wise, they claim to be, knowledgeable about science and everything. So there are a lot of people whose response to the cross is misguided, hindi totoo, mali yung pagkaintindi nila. And they couldn't care less to find out the truth. So, how people respond to the cross, yan ang topic natin. And we have seen there are some who are forced to accept it. And of course, they resent it. Lalo na mga kabataan. And they're falling away, from the faith. Kasi they feel na they don't need that anymore. Para sa kanila, it's just a childish thing. And then some just focus on Jesus' suffering and thus missing the whole point that Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the world. And then some flaunt their ignorance. They don't know what it all means and they couldn't care less. Well, but finally, there are those who find their true need. At the cross of Jesus, they discover what it's all about. And they realize, it's all about their salvation. Jesus died on the cross, took that death upon himself, as a payment and as a ransom for the sins of the world. And so basahin natin yun, in verses 39 to 43. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. Now, this is the only time that, we find this, in the Gospel of Luke. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't you fear God, he said, since you're under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. Purihin ang Panginoon. So there are some people, and I hope you are one of them, who finally realize that the cross of Jesus is really about our sins. And how we are saved through the power of the cross by the blood of Jesus. Some people realize that Jesus, even though he was innocent, suffered and died so that he can pay for our sins. And once you realize yung need na yun, yung need mo to be saved, you see, one of the things that is very sad nowadays is that people live their lives as if Jesus doesn't really matter and what he has done does not really matter. Even Christians today live their lives as if parang nire-reject nila o dine-deny nila the true significance of the cross. And that's very sad. And for people, na minsan hindi nila na-realize yung need nila for a savior. And so it's difficult to share the gospel with them. They say they're so proud of themselves. Pero by the grace of God, there are those, and we must, you know, continue to trust God that He is moving in the hearts of people. Tuloy lang tayo ng pag-share because there will be those who would recognize and realize their true need. And kahit na nare-reject tayo ng ilan, there will still be some who would see their true need at the cross and so believe in the Lord Jesus who died for them. So this is the true meaning of the cross for us, you know. And I hope na, you know, ma-realize natin lahat ito. So, ang summary ng ating pinag-uusapan this morning is this. Your response to the cross reveals your true heart condition. Your response to the cross reveals your true heart condition. Some feel na parang pipilitan lang sila to believe in the gospel or the Christian faith, and so they leave it behind as soon as they are able to. Others, they just think it's all about suffering, and so they are misguided. But others mock because they do not understand. But then there are those who actually believe that Jesus died for the sins of the world, to save you, to save me. And if you believe that, your life will no longer be the same. Jesus died for me. As soon as I really understood that, you know, at the age of 22 years old, many years ago, it changed my life. I realized that if Jesus died for me, then I could no longer live for myself, but for Him who died for me, for Jesus. Nawa tayong mga nakikinig ngayon sa devotional na to, tandaan natin, the true significance of the cross is, you know, that Jesus poured out His life, gave His life as a ransom for many. Huwag na tayong mamuhay sa mundong ito for ourselves, for our own selfish interests. Instead, let's live our lives for Him. Let's follow Him. Believe in Him. Together with others, you know, tayo po ay patuloy na lumago sa pananampalataya. And let us share our faith with others. Even though people might reject, you know, the faith, it's all right. Just keep on sharing. Because there will be those who would eventually believe. God will open their eyes also, just as He did to us. The Lord will open their eyes and they would see the truth. So, huwag tayong mag-give up. Let's continue sharing our faith wherever we are. Tandaan natin na yung response natin to the cross reveals our true heart condition. I pray that we would humble ourselves to God and that believe, you know, and that we would believe with all our hearts. Jesus died for me. You know, He paid for my sins at the cross. So, manawa yun ang maging ano natin, conviction natin. At wag natin iwan yun, yung conviction na yun. But, you know, for as long as we live, let us follow the Lord Jesus and declare that He is Lord of all, our Savior, our King. Purihin ang Panginoon. Tayo po ay yumuko. If you have any questions, just feel free to post them or comments or whatever. Pero tayo po yumuko at this point and let's give thanks to God. Lord, maraming salamat sa iyo, Panginoon. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for our sins. Thank you, Lord, that you are not forcing us and we are not just simply going to focus on the suffering and we would not be ignorant. But rather, Lord, we would believe the truth that, Lord, you truly love us and you gave yourself for us as a ransom to save us, to deliver us from judgment. So, purihin ang Panginoon. Lord, we believe in you, Lord Jesus. We accept what you have done on the cross on our behalf. We put our faith in you, Panginoon, and we choose to follow you and to live in accordance with your will and purpose for us, each and every day, together with others. Help us, Panginoon, to be strong in our faith. Tulungan niyo po kami. And if there are others who might be in the other category na napag-usapan namin ngayon, help us to help them, Lord. Give us wisdom on what to say, sa, lalo sa mga young people who feel that they were forced to believe when they were young. Nawa, Lord, we can reach out to them and help them to believe, even though right now they are free not to believe. But may they come to the truth, Lord God, that you love them and you want to save them. Ganun din yung mga tao who might be misguided, Panginoon, who might think that the cross is just about suffering. May they truly understand the truth, Lord, that it's not just about suffering. It's about the purpose of why you allowed your son, Jesus, to die on the cross. And last but not the least, Panginoon, may we continue to speak the truth, lalo na sa mga tao who are mocking or persecuting us, who do not understand. May we always speak the truth, Lord, with love and respect, so that they can understand, Panginoon. So, Lord, maraming maraming salamat sa iyo for those of us who have come to understand our true need for a Savior. Patuloy mo kaming palakasin, Panginoon, by the grace of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.